Start Your Day, The Two Away, Rubbish Millie album.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're Lamed Aleph Bohime. Tomorrow night it's going to be a Moedik Yom Tov, Lag Bohime. I think every year that goes by, the Yom Tov becomes more of a known Yom Tov. I'm sure everybody here knows it, feels it more than I do. We were children, we knew Lag Bohime was in school, we went on a trip. But besides that, it wasn't really a Yom Tov. It was, when we went in Eretz Yisrael to live, it was such a Yom Tov, Lag Bohime, that was like, it was an Eretz Yisrael Diki Yom Tov. It was an Eretz Yisrael Diki Yom Tov. But I think with the years have gone by, that Eretz Yisrael has expanded and has become a Yom Tov of the world. And every year it becomes more of a simcha, and every year it becomes more known, and it talks more to people, the Yom Tov of Lag Bohime. Just thought now, Machshuva, Shtaitach, as the Torah from Reb Shimon, is the Torah which is going to be when L'Usid Luvoi, Mashiach is going to come, Torah Sanista is the Torah which is going to be prominent. And Chazal tell us when Mashiach comes, Eretz Yisrael is going to be as big as the whole world, and Yishlaim is going to be as big as the whole of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe why is Takan Eretz Yisrael the Kiyom Tov? But every year we get closer to the Ge'ilah, so Eretz Yisrael is expanding, taking over the world. So every year that goes by, it becomes more of a Yom Tov for the whole world, because it's the whole world is becoming more Eretz Yisraeldik. But let's start at the beginning. Just wanted to say over a few memories from Rav Shimon in the Gemura. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we're busy with the whole of Lag Bohime. That's Rav Shimon in the Gemura. That's Rav Shimon in the Mishnayos. Whenever we have Mechleikos, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, with Rav Akiva. Whenever we have a Rav Shimon mentioned in the Mishnayos and the Gemura, that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In Shechnur, the Ramu brings down that we don't say Tachnan on Lag Bohime. So in Tuf Tzadi Gimel, Ramu brings down we don't say Tachnan Lag Bohime. He adds in a Marba Boi Ktsas Simcha. We Marba a little bit of a Simcha. Ve'in Oimer Boi Tachnan. The Chabad talks about it. The Ramu Pashas, the reason is because Boi Bayoim Poski Lumis Tamid Rebbe Kiva. That's the day when the Tamid Rebbe Kiva stopped dying. We know the whole Avelus which you have during the whole Oyim is because of the Tamid Rebbe Kiva, 24,000 Tamidim who were never Chnifta. And because of that, we fizach mit Avelus with all the Aluchas which we know that are during the Sphira. When it comes to Lag Bohime, Boi Bayoim Poski Milumis, that's the day they stop dying. So therefore, Marvin Boi Ktsas Simcha. The Bi Alucha brings down from the Prima Gudim that the Oyesh Oymer must say that the Tamidim didn't stop dying in Lag Bohime. They were Nifta the whole way through the Oyim, till Shavuos. So what is the day of Simcha of Lag Bohime? Ve'ilai me'eze tam bochri b'Lag Bohime lasis b'Simcha. Perhaps for some reason they chose Lag Bohime should be a day of Simcha. And it doesn't get mentioned in Shulchan Aruch at all, this Inyan of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But we know it's Mekibbel Medeir Deiris. It says in lots of Sfurim, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifta on Lag Bohime. And the day that he was Nifta, he was Megala, lots and lots of Sistra Torah, a large portion of the Zoya Kudish, the Idra Rabba, and I think the Idra Zitta, the two Chalukim, which Rav Shimon was Megala and that took in the day that he was Nifta. And because this Giloy of this Torah in the world was brought about in that day, it created a tremendous amount of Simcha. Rav Shimon said, Kim, everyone should come together and they should come and be happy in the day of my happiness, the day that was Megala, this Chedisha Torah to the world. And that's the difference between Zayin Uda, which we know is the Yutzat of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Lag Bohime, which is the Yutzat of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. There's a minig, by the Chevra Kedisha, there's a minig of Zayin Uda to fast. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the day that he was Nifta, Chazal tell us, he forgot, many, many aluchas were forgotten. Lots of Torah was forgotten on that day. And Masha Enke, in the day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifta, was Pink Faket, there was loads of Torah with Nisrab on the world. Therefore, it brought a gewaldige simcha. We know that Torah is nachmudim mizav, mipaz rav, misikim medvash, menoifes sifim. Torah brings a gewaldige simcha. Torah is simcha, and everything we have in this world comes from simcha sa Torah. So therefore, that's the difference between Lag Bohime and Zayin Uda. Everyone knows the story. I'm not going to say any chedishim. Just want to go through a few memories, the mass of Reb Shimon. I just saw a few members of Rav Shimon learn here one and there one. It seems to be that you can, when you learn one memory from somebody, it's hard to bring out and hard to realize what the theme, the central theme of this tzaddik was. But when you look at lots of different memories together, maybe perhaps we can see a theme of what the she'ifa and what the hashkufa of Rav Shimon Vayichoy was, klapi klal Yisrael, klapi de mesa oylam, klapi dan hugas oylam. Perhaps everything is derech ilai. The famous Maaseh, how Rav Shimon Vayichoy went to the Ma'ara, I know it's very famous, but the best azach is Chazura, in Sagishmaka's story. There was a vikiach, there was a discussion going on between Rav Shimon Vayichoy, the Gemara calls him Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. They were discussing together, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Kama nui maaseh shel imo zi. How wonderful is the Maaseh of this imo? I'm talking about the Romans. How wonderful is the Maaseh which they did? They created marketplaces, bridges, infrastructure, bathhouses. And Rabbi Yossi was quiet. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, as kol mashe tikni lo tikni ela letzorich atzmon. Everything they created, they did for themselves. You're right, we benefit from it. You're right, we have the infrastructure. You're right, we have the marketplaces. We have the stock exchange. You're right, we have the motorways. You're right, we have everything else which we need. But everything they did was for themselves. They didn't have us in mind at all. Tikni shvukim l'hoshe b'hem zoynus, merchetsuus, la'adun b'hem atzmon, gushurim litn b'hem mechetz, to take tolls. That was a discussion which happened between three tzaddikim, three inzerek g'doy le'olam, tanuim. We can't begin to understand what a tana is. That was the discussion they had between themselves. And there was a yid there called Yehida ben Gerim. There was somebody standing down the side, Yehida ben Gerim. And he heard this discussion was going on. It was interesting. See, he went and told people. You know, there was a discussion. Rabbi Yehida said that was great. Rabbi Shimon said that they're not great. Rabbi Yossi was quiet. And Chavri Islay. And it became the news of town. Until it reached the ears of the Romans. And they weren't very pleased with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehida, who said Gita Zachen about them, they promoted him. That's how the whole Gemara brings down this whole story. Because Rabbi Yehida was called Roish Hamadabrim Chol Mukum. He was the first one to speak in any occasion. The Romans promoted him that he should be some type of a position that whenever he was in a certain, whenever there was a meeting, whenever there was assembly of something, Rabbi Yehuda was always the one to go first. Rabbi Yossi, it's not enough, it doesn't say Shvuchim. Just keeping quiet isn't enough. They sent him into Gulis. Rabbi Yossi had to move to Tzipori. You see, sometimes the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, when he came to Tzipori, Rabbi Yossi was exiled to Tzipori. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said a bad word about us. It wasn't much of a trial. Straight Lemisa. And Rav Shimon Vayichai went with his son Rabbi Eliezer. They hid out in the shiel. And his wife started to bring them food once a day. Till after a short amount of time, the Gezeri became more. And they realized that they're searching for them high and low. Told his son, we have to move. We have to go. Because who knows what they're going to do to my wife, to your mother, to find out where we are. And then they got to hidden Amara, everyone knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nest for them, created a spring of water, a carob tree, and that's how they lived there for 12 years in Amara. Until it came, the end of 12 years, Rav Shimon Vayichoy to Rav Eliezer, Rav Eliyahu Hanavi, I think, came then, yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Yotza Baskoil, it wasn't Eliyahu Hanavi. Came a Baskoil and said, see me, my Raschem, go out from your cave. And they went out. I have to realize this is two tzaddik ha'olam. They went into a cave, and they walked out 12 years later. Nowadays, if you come out of the world, if you go to sleep for 12 years and you come out, the change is phenomenal. The world changes. I'm sure then it was also the same thing. They came out all of a sudden, they were busy learning Torah 24 hours a day. That's when all the sisters of Torah were Megalat Reb Shimon. That's where Reb Shimon, they lived on a complete different planet. And they walked out, and the Gemara tells us, they walked around, they saw people busy with Olam Hazeh, people doing Parnusa, going to the business, going to do regular things that we have to do, shopping, and whatever else they have to do, plowing. And wherever they looked, straight away got burnt. They couldn't take it. How could it be? This world is only a place where we're here in order to be able to get the schism we need for Olam Haba. It's not a place for itself. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Eliezer saw the people using this world as an end purpose. Wherever they looked, got destroyed. Can you imagine what a koichus is? Wherever they looked, got destroyed. If they like, picture what's going on. And it came out of Baskin and said, that's you came out of your marriage to destroy my world, go back. Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rav Eliezer went back for 12 months. After 12 months, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, even Arusha doesn't go to Gehenna more than 12 months. And Takel Yonuvi came and told them they can leave the Ma'ara. And they went out. The young, fiery Rav Eliezer was still the same. He couldn't control himself. And wherever he looked, got burnt. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai, wherever he looked, he repaired all the damage that his son Rav Eliezer did. Until this, the Nekidah when we get to, they came and they saw an old Yid walking down the street, run down the street. It was Erev Shabbos and was holding two hadassim in his hand. They stopped him and asked him, where are you going to? What's these two hadassim for? He said, it's L'chuvat Shabbos. I'm bringing flowers home, two hadassim home, L'chuvat Shabbos. So they asked him, why do you need two? He said, one keneged Zohar and one keneged Shomer. And with that, turned around Reb Shimon bar Yochai to his son Reb Eliezer, and he told him, just look how Yidden love doing mitzvahs. They might not be on our madrega. They might not know and understand exactly where, what, and how is Olam Haba, how the Hoibenkeit, what type of levels one can reach, what type of levels one should reach. But look how they love the Eibishter's mitzvahs. And Yosef Datai, and they both settle down and they both calm down. Just this piece, this story itself, you see two things, a gewaldige, two stark kazachim, which it's a very strong paradox, l'choira. We see that the beginning of Reb Shimon bar Yochai goes and speaks about the Romans, and he says they're terrible. They did great things. They turned around from primitive people, they created an advanced nation. Or nowadays we'd call it, they turned a third world country into an advanced nation. They made it, everything should be modern. There should be running water. I think there was. It was a different place to what the world was used to in those days. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai turned around and said, no, everything they did was nothing. They did it only for themselves. Even though a goyim did a good maaser, Rav Shimon bar Yochai turned around and said, it's all nothing. No, it's nothing. They're not only get any schar for it, but they're going to get avirus, so they're going to get punished for it. They did it only to make all their avirus and their znis and everything else which was involved. But when he saw a Yid running down the street on Shabbos Kodesh, it's very sweet. It didn't look like this Yid had much to him, except for them that they saw him running, that he bought something, L'chuvat Shabbos. And Taki was a very special person, because he went and bought two. He had in mind Zuchar, he had in mind Shomer. But it's mashram from the Gemara, what we would call maybe, if you can use such a word ever, a push to Yid. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai saw such a thing, he said, wow. Wow, just look how special this Yid is. Look how special such a person is. A complete different look of how he was don lekaf chis, a Yid, and how he was don lekaf choiv, the goyim. And this theme of looking out for Yidin and holding of every Yid in whatever position he is, of his speciality, of his quality, of who he is, where he can get to, and how we have to, and how he is just by nature on a complete different plane, is something we see again and again through the memories of Rav Shimon through Shas. So I'll bring out a few mushulim of that. The Gemara in Shabbos, a Mishnah in Shabbos, is talking about Hoytzua. It's talking about, there's a whole sikh in Shabbos of what person is allowed to go out on the street carrying. When there's no Erev, and a person wants to go out on the street, what things are called carrying, what things aren't called carrying. Jewelry, the Gemara brings down, the Mishnayos bring down, and the Gemara brings down. There's a problem to go around with jewelry for two reasons. There's certain items which are a problem to go around with. One problem is that a person will be embarrassed. People will see him going around the street like that. What? That's I go down the street. I'm look like a fool. They're scared somebody might look at him and start laughing. So he'll take it off whatever he was wearing, and he'll come to carry it. There's another issue with somebody going down the street. It's the exact opposite. People are going to say, wow, I love what you're wearing. Just look at that watch. Just look at that bracelet. Just look at that other piece of jewelry which you have on it. And they're going to take it off and they're going to show it to somebody else to show them what and how and beautiful what they just got and what they bought and how they got it. And that will also cause them to carry. The Gemara has two issues which run through the blet of the Gemara, which are two issues which one has to be careful about when it comes to be going out with certain things on Shabbos. And the Gemara brings down as, why is one allowed to go around with a bell? Like a bell clipped onto your clothes. It's like made for fancy, it was made for a design, it wasn't something with like on the cows in the mountains, yeah, wherever they go, it was to remember where everyone is. But it was made for some type of a fashion. And the Mura brings down a machloikus. And Reb Shimon says, Avada, you're allowed to go out with such a bell. The bell was something which was befitted only for royalty. It was things which the royal people used to go around with. It wasn't something which the general population used to go around with. And Reb Shimon says, as Kol Yisrul B'nei Meluchim Heim, all Yidden are princes. And Rashi explains to us, they're princes in two ways. First of all, they're princes is that they're going to go around the street dressed like royalty. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter which standard they are and which class in society they are. Every Yid who walks down the street and decides one day to get dressed in royal clothes, he's not going to feel stupid. He's not going to care. Nobody's going to laugh at him. Yesterday he didn't go around like that. Today he goes around dressed very royal. Shema said that's really what he is. Kol Yisrael b'nei meluchim heim. Lahaluchi, he says it. It's not Inyan. It's not Psaskila. Every Yid is a prince in essence. He goes around dressed in royal clothes, nobody's going to laugh at him. And even if somebody does, he'll think that's stupid, they're crazy. He'll never take it off because somebody's going to laugh at him. And the other way around, it's not even unusual for him to do such a thing. It's so natural for him to go around in royal clothes that he'll never even think of taking off his nice bell to show somebody else, wow, look what a nice bell I got. It's something which is standard practice by him. Reb Shimon wanted, you see how Reb Shimon was, that every Yid is a Ben Melech, every Yid is a prince. Every Yid is a prince, so it befits him. Not only it befits him in theory, but it befits him in real and practice to go around dressed in royalty. There's another Gemara, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says in Pesuchim, how careful we have to be never to say a bad word about a Yid. It's a gewaldige Gemara, Peizayin on the base, Om Reb Yochanan Mishim Shimri Yochai, brings down the whole Sigi from Hoshea Anuvi, and the Gemara dashes a Pusik, Reb Shimon dashes a Pusik Azoi. And what comes out from the Pusik is these words. Afilu doir, she'oviv kilil, a generation that cursed their fathers. Ve'es ima lo yivoyroch, they don't bless their mothers. They're not interested in the previous generation. They're rebelling, they don't care, and the opposite, they're out to get them. It's oviv kilil, he's cursing his father. Ve'es ima lo yivoyroch, and he's not benching his mother. Says Reb Shimon, Al Talshul Eved El Adoinov. Do not tell Lushan Hara about this servant to his master. Do not tell Lushan Hara about that Yid to the Eibishter. We're talking about somebody who we look at him and we say, he's off the derech. He's lost to society. He's rebellious. He's causing us so much shame. Look what's happening to him. And Reb Shimon says, Al Talshul Eved El Adoinov. Do not tell the Eibishter Lushan Hara about such a person. Shenema Minolon, where do we know that from? Mehoshea. The Gemara brings down the master in Hoshea Nuvi, who the Eibishter told him something, and Hoshea, instead of going out to protect them, Hoshea agreed with the Eibishter that Shetaka destroy them. It was the whole master which the Eibishter told Hoshea to get married to Isha Zoyna, they had children. A long story which happened in the which the Gemara brings down. And Rashi says clearly the words, Shtakir words, we're not talking about just Meshulim of what type of generation we're talking about. Afila doy reshuim. We're talking about clearly a doy which are reshuim. Shaviyam yikalali, they curse their fathers. Al tal shinam, do not say lushan hara about them to the Eibishter. Where do we know that from? Says Rashi, Mehoshea, shenitfis al shehil shenes Yisrul. We know that from Hoshea, that the Eibishter punished him, because he said lushan hara about the Yidden, va'afal pishachoti. He was right. They had sin taka. The level of the Yidden in that generation when Hoshea spoke about them, they weren't tzaddikim. And Hoshea didn't exaggerate. And he said the truth. Afilu hochi, he got punished. We see over here, Reb Shimon Yochai, Gedash and Tapusik, as not only do we donikav schiz zan ayid, not only do we see a old person running down the street and we go, wow, just look how he cares about the Eibishter's mitzvahs. Not only does it feel everybody is by nature aristocratic and royal, but even we see somebody who is not behaving as his aristocracy should be. He's not behaving like royalty, to say the least. He's behaving like somebody who's doing the exact opposite. He's dragging the royal name into the mud. And he's going around and he's doing actions which are the opposite of what he's meant to be doing. Says Reb Shimon, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Not your job to go and tell the Eibishter what's going on in the world. Your job is to tell the Eibishter, wow, just look what special children you have. Then we have another Moedika Gemura, which is a Gemura which is keeping us going till today, till this present, till this very Shia. The Gemura Shabbos Kiflamet Chesomet Beis. There was a Vekiach Tuni Rabbunon, Kshenichsi Rabbi Seini le Kerem B'Yavne, the Chazal came to Kerem B'Yavne, that was the Beis Medrash. It was called a Kerem, it was called the vineyard, because the Beis Medrash was set out with rows and rows of benches, which looked like a organized vineyard. It was called the Kerem B'Yavne. Omri, Chazalis, the Chachumim said, Elushin Rabim, Smashma, that's what everybody said. Asida Torah Shetishtakach Misrul. Torah is going to be forgotten from Yidden. And they dashed it from a pusik. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Mur brings down a brice, he stood up. This is a famous word of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Chas v'shulam shetishtakach toira miyisrul. Shenemar kelois yishuchach mipi yizaroi. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's drusha, which we say every day in Volet Zion, as the toira is going to be his for always. As lezarcho lezera zarcho, as it's going to be always, we're going to have toira kadosha. That's Reb Shimon's drusha from the pusik. Kelois yishuchach mipi yizaroi, which the end Oisius, ki loy sushach mepi zare is yechoy. When you ever go to Meron, over the shah, the round shah, which you see when you walk in, is written that those five words in the pusik, ki loy sushach mepi zare, with the last ois of each one is made big. That's yechoy. As well as the Dorish Rishim is gezugt. But this thing is the Shimba Yechoy's koyach that we can stand up today in Tufshin Pei Aleph and speak about Torah. The Chazal Darsh la pusik that we're going to forget. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai argued with him. And we see the Eibush to Paskin like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Because otherwise, how on earth in our generation would we be Zoichet to Torah? It's only because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai could Paskin different than everybody else. What do you mean Yid not going to go down on Madregas? What do you mean it's going to be Ridas Adoiris? Chas Veshulam, Ayid is Ayid. He's an amazing, amazing personality. He is in essence a royal. A royal, he's a Ben Melech, he's a prince. He's never going to forget, the Torah is never going to leave us. When Shabbos Memhei Omed Aleph, the Gemara brings down, it was a Vekiach L'Gabi Hilchis Mikzah, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon, whether we pass on Mikzah on Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds we do say Mikzah, Reb Shimon holds lots of cases we don't hold of Mikzah, and the Rav pass on Be'emes V'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav holds that there is Mikzah, and there was a certain case when Rav pass on L'Kila, and his Talmidim Rav Kahana and Rav Ashi asked him, Rav, Rebbe, how come you pass on like Reb Shimon, there's no mikzah over here. You always pass on Reb Yehuda, there is mikzah. He said the famous words, Kedai Reb Shimon lismeich ulav b'shas adchak. Kedai Reb Shimon to rely on him b'shas adchak. Rashi brings down, it was a matzav of a sakuna then. It was a matzav of a danger. That's why Rav was meikul to remove the mikzah item, which was then, because it was a dangerous time, it was the reason why they had to move it. And he said those famous words, Kedai Reb Shimon lismeich ulav b'shas adchak. And Avada Rav said it, Lahaluchadik, where he was talking about moving mikzah. But we know the tzaddikim and Allah Doiris and all the Sfurim brings down these words. As Kedai Reb Shimon Lismachulov, we can rely on Reb Shimon, B'Shas Atchak, and Rashi says B'Shas Asakuna. When things go tough, and when things go rough, and we're not sure what's going on with us, and we're hanging out on a limb, and we don't know what's going to be, we've always got a backup. We always have someone who's out there for us. We always have someone who believes in Klal Yisrael, someone who knows that Klal Yisrael is royalty, and it doesn't matter what position they're in and what the level of darga of mitzvahs are, we have a Reb Shimon who's worrying about us. B'shas ha-sakuna, every generation, befrat, the generations, the recent ones up till to now, are such tremendous shas ha-sakunas. And that's tak of the schis of Reb Shimon which we rely on, and we see it every year more and more, how people tune into this schis of Reb Shimon. How the Hashpua of Amaron and Elag Ba'omer keeps on spreading like wildfire. And from 20 years ago till today, there's no recognition of how many people feel they belong to it, and how many people feel they tune into Reb Shimon. And this is the Kedai Reb Shimon, Lis Mechulav Shaz Atchak, and it's in his chis that was still here till now. As the Uvist Reb Nusan, in Perik Tezayin, Halucha Dalet, it's a very startling perek. It's a short perek. It's a very startling perek. What a strength the Yetzirah has. How much koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yetzirah. It's all different mashulim and all different ways who Chazal bringing out to us of how strong the Yetzirah is. And in the end of it, towards the end, is the Moridika words, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Oimer, Mikan She'ein Yisrael Roin Pnei Gehenna Me'olam. From this, whatever he darshens over there, a Yidin will never see Gehenna. And he says a mushul, a very pachadik mushul. I mean, he brings out why. He's not one just throwing a statement out without backing himself up. A mushal of a king who had a piece of land, he had a piece of a field, and the quality of the field was extremely poor. And it came along some people and they said, we would like to rent off you this field. We want to work on it. We'll rent off you and we'll pay you 10 kor chitim a year. We'll pay you rent. We'll pay you 10 kor chitim, 10 measurements of chitim a year in order to be able to rent this field of you. Okay, the king knows a great deal. He's got this land lying over here, not doing anything. And they worked on it, and they worked on it, and they worked on it. They fertilized it, and they plowed it, and they looked after it, and they weeded it, and they tended it. They did everything that had to happen. And at the end of the year, all they managed to get out of this field was one kor chitim. So they brought to the king, they worked the whole year for nothing. And not only did they come for nothing, but they're paying a tenth of the rent. And they came to the king and they brought him a tenth of the rent. The king turned around and said, excuse me, but payment is due. What's happening? They turned around to the king and said, Adonai HaMelech, you know better than us that this piece of land was worthless. We've put our 100% effort into it. Unfortunately, we haven't succeeded in making any more than what we did. Says Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Kach, exactly the same. Asidim Yisru Eloima. Klal Yisru are going to tell to the Eibishter Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Riboinu Shel Olam, Ata Yodea B'Yetzer Hara. You know what Yetzer Hara we have. Shehi Meisis Buni. That he non-stop is out to get us. Shenema Kihi Yoda Yitzreini. It says in Pusik, you know our Yetzer Hara. Klal Yisro are going to turn around to the Eibishter and tell him, I'm sorry, we don't look so good. But I can tell you one thing with a clear heart. We put 100% effort in. If we didn't succeed, we are not to blame. You gave us a Yetzer Hara who is so strong. How can we fight it? How could we have overwon it? How could we have overcome it? Says Reb Shimon bar Yochai, not only are Klal Yisro princes, not only should not be malshut ever to Ladoinov, don't tell the Eibishter bad about Eden, but Eden are correct also in it. You shouldn't say anything bad to them. Because they're putting in 100% effort. They're putting in 100% effort, and if they don't succeed, they're not to blame. Let's say another Gemura. Gemura in Sikkim, Memhei Omid Beis. Om Achazki, Om Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishim Mishim Ba'yichoy. Also famous words. Yochel ani lifters kala oilo min adin. Mishim Ba'yichoy says, I can patter the whole world from any din. From anything wrong, HaKadosh Baruch is going to claim and say that you did something wrong, I'll be able to sort them out. From when? M'yoyim sh'nevresi ad ato. From the day I was created until today, until the day where Rav Shimon said it. V'ili le'eliezer b'ni, oiv eliezer b'ni will be with me together. M'yoyim sh'nevra ho'oylam ad achshov. I can backtrack it, I can backdate it. From the first day the world was created until today. Until the day that Rav Shimon Yochai was speaking. V'ili le'eliezer Elmula Yoisam and his Yui Muni is one of the kings of Klal Yisrael. If he was with us, he was a great tzaddik. Miyom Shenivra Ha'olam Vatzoifoi, the entirety of the created world, from when the world was created until literally today, until Tushim Pei Aleph, and forever and forever. Rashi says, how can we point to Olam and Adin? There's the Yesh Din, V'Yesh Dayan. It's not like a get out of jail free card. How's it going to work? How can we point to kol olam adin? B'schisi ani soivel kol avinuseyem. And my schis is enough to carry on myself the burden of all the avarice which have ever been done since Briyas Olam till today. A point from an adin. Pshim Ba'ichoy knew who he was. We'll finish off with the last memory. Pshim Ba'ichoy knew who he was. He knew how what a koich he had. He knew how much Torah he learned, and he knew how much his koiches was there, which helped the world go through what it's going through. To give Klal Yisrael koiches for, we'll see this last memory. Same Gemura carries on. Re'isi b'nei aliyah v'hein mi'utin. I saw people of stature, and they're very few. If there's 1,000 of them in the world, me and my son Eliezer are amongst them. If there's 100 of them, me and my son are amongst them. If there's only two people of stature in the world, ani ubni hein, me and my son Rabbi Eliezer of them. The Gemara brings down, there are always lamud vuf tzadikim, there's always this, there's always that. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was talking about tzadikim, who see baspaklaria meira, with a total clarity. and they can go in the Aili Beloy Bar, they can go in and out in front of the Shekhinah without Rishis. They're at home, they're Ben Bayis. This is the Koich of Reb Shimon. The little bit that we understand, but one theme we see running through Reb Shimon's memories is that Reb Shimon believed in Klal Yisrael. Even though he was such a high darga, he was still capable of putting himself down and understanding the simple person on the street, somebody who wasn't on his darga, the ones who were struggling with basic nisyonos, struggling with the very, very lowest of nisyonos, and still, not only would he not say, we're not allowed to say a bad word about anybody, he was out to say that we're right, and we're the ones who are correct. The Yetzer that Eibshter gave us is so strong, it's too strong. And even if Nebuch, we were nichshel, and Nebuch, there's going to be a problem because of it, and Eibshter won't take on his tana, he said, I'll put my neck out for them. I'll be soivel all their yisirim, all their averis, I'll be soivel for them. As the Eibshter helfen, tzchisser Reb Shimon zol megen zan, terusim ugen luni, and was also chazan, so kenan zayin Reb Shimon b'yichoy, this Friday we shouldn't have to go to Meron, to the tzion, and we'll kenan zoy chazan, to tanta zaman, mit alevedik Reb Shimon b'yichoy, so zaman yishlai mer ha-koydish.
Amen. Definitely not.